Okay, next, as our next panel gets up here, I'll go ahead and introduce it. We're going to hear from three people about practical considerations and implications of generative AI. I personally cannot get enough of this topic, and I'm looking forward to the next panel. We've got Carl Hopkins, who is a legal advisor and significant C-suite experience in a variety of areas, security, construction, energy, government contracts. Carl, you just know about more things than I know about. So that's the thing that jumps out of the bio to me. Emily Westers Black, I've known Emily for a while. She's located in Austin. She's a partner with the Sherman & Sterling. She's in the litigation practice group. She handles a lot of class action litigation. She's also one of the key people that helped set this particular conference up and is owed our gratitude for that. And then Stephen Geisley, he handles compliance and ethics and actually runs the compliance and ethics organization for Marathon Oil. He's located in Houston. Stephen, you've got among your hobbies in your bio river running. I'll confess, I haven't Googled this. I should have Googled it. I've got a couple of guesses as to what that means, and they're both cool. So hopefully you can somehow work that into your presentation. But take it away, guys. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, nothing about me is cool, so I wish I could give something. One thing you'll understand is the different perspectives is you've got two experts, and then I'm here to help anyone that feels bad as anyone who still takes notepads on or takes notes on notepads can use ChatGPT. So that's really my focus here. Before we start, we really want to give some parameters about our discussion today. First, is this discussion is not to talk about like the future utopia that generative AI will do. Other side too is we're not trying to be an after school special. We're not trying to scare anyone. It's here. We just want to address how do we deal with it. The second is the reality is everything about generative AI is changing so rapidly that anything we discuss today, whether it's use cases, regulations, suggestions, that can change overnight. We were originally thinking about going into some of the basics, but we thought we'd really talk just very high level at some myths and then jump into some of the risk and some of the considerations. You've got experts who are advising their clients on this, and so we want to make sure you hear as much from them. First is this myth that AI is new. It's been around for decades. You're already using it. I think some of the things that are new are just the scope of what you can do, the accessibility, and as we go back to what you can do with it and the rate of change. The COO of ChatGPT had a useful analogy. He said, look, you know, your difference between an iPhone, you know, 15 versus 6 is, yeah, there's been some changes, but in the end, it's the same product. But what you're seeing with generative AI is products are changing every day, and the use cases are changing every day. Second is this thought that the generative AI is all-knowing, and that's not the case. In the end, it's a tool, and while we've heard folks use it to say, oh, it's like a magic wand, leveraging my knowledge of Harry Potter through my daughter, even a magic wand requires a wizard. So you still have to remember that it requires an ability to harness it in the right way. And then third is that it is, you know, the use of AI, especially generative AI in your job, is you need some sort of technical background. And there are many aspects of generative AI that, frankly, are outside our realm, but to use it in your practice, whether it's in-house or as an attorney, there are many applications you can go utilize from day one. Bottom line is, can you ask a question? Can you give instructions? Chances are everyone in this room can, so that means you can utilize some form of generative AI. So moving on to some of the backgrounds, we want to talk about just some of the use cases that we're already seeing. And with that, I can tell you one of the things we're looking at, we'll talk more about the risk, is, again, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of using kind of an off-the-shelf system for in-house practice. There are companies that are using it as a service, there are companies that are using it for their product, but I'm looking at it from, hey, how can we enhance our offerings within our in-house environment better? And that should have reminded me that I need to predicate that everything I say is my personal thought. I should have predicated that at the outset. I apologize. And so some of the ways that we're looking at current versions of generative AI is primarily kind of day one uses are looking at it for drafting first drafts, right, for internal communications and for brainstorming. I mean, these are perfect day one use cases where you can build something from day one and then check the accuracy. We'll talk about the risk later. And then we'll talk about some of the areas later, how we'd like to use it. But I think this would be a good starting point for you all to advise kind of how you're advising your clients, what you're seeing, and taking it from there.
Happy to jump in. I think you hit on one of the more important issues, and it seems so fundamental.